Yo.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo. RIP my nigga Scott Hall, man.
The Outsiders.
We back in this bitch, man. You dig? It's goddamn Saturday, April 9th. You know, first and foremost, man, RIP Dwayne Haskins, man. That shit crazy.
He was decent in at Ohio State. I don't know about your NFL career.
Yeah, man. That shit's crazy, though. And then, like, it's crazy. You know, let's just get it out the way. RIP, bruh. But what's crazy about it, though, so the nigga Adam Schefter, I ain't even really peeped the shit, like, the slight little sneak diss at first. I ain't even peeped because I had just shared it. I sent this shit to y'all. I shared it, retweeted his little tweet. Long story short, for my folks who don't know, Dwayne Haskins got hit by a car this morning.
Dump truck.
Oh, a dump truck?
Yeah.
Damn, that's...
Yeah, more shit coming out about it.
Bro, that shit crazy.
Like, I guess days before, well, yesterday he was kicking it with Najee Harris.
Yeah, I seen the video. Hey,
shit. That's crazy, dude.
Yeah, man. So I got really two things to say. One about Adam Schefter, then the other about just, like, physical trauma. Like, that shit. Well, anyway, so the nigga Adam Schefter basically was like, y'all hear my son? Adam Schefter was like, you know, Dwayne Haskins died, blah, blah, blah. But before he said all that, he had to, you know, throw in there that, like, he had struggles, you know, making the team. Basically, you know, just trying to shit on dude while at the same time saying RIP. And like I said, I ain't even really peeped because I was just so in shock of that bruh had died. So I just sent that to y'all in our little group chat. And then simultaneously, Twitter, specifically Black Twitter, was crucifying dude.
Take that back. Lamar Jackson. He started that shit.
Oh, what?
Lamar Jackson got on his ass.
See, I ain't even really peeped. And then, you know, I follow Marcus Spears, too. You know Marcus Spears. Everybody was getting on his ass because he came instantly on some defend the white boy type shit. Everybody getting on his ass, rightfully so. And I feel, bro, too, like, his point was, y'all want me to get on his ass publicly, but I got his number and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, you know, the shit was public. He could have been like, you know, he could have did both. Holler that dude privately and then publicly also been like, yo, boom, boom, blah, blah, blah. But shit just crazy, bro. God, the whole this morning was crazy.
But shit, hey. When Cole Brennan, I ain't going to disrespect the dead, but when Cole Brennan died, quarterback from Hawaii, he was cold.
When was this?
It was some years ago. I think he was like 2011. Hmm. Buddy posted all of his all the shit Buddy did in high school. Not high school. Yeah.
Huh.
But not. Well, he didn't make it to the NFL, to be honest. But he posted all his college highlights type shit.
Oh, like, that was some positive shit because he's white. Type shit. I feel that point. Yeah, that shit's crazy. But that's how they do us. And they, I was scrolling Twitter like 10 minutes ago, and some funny motherfucker who got on making videos basically trying to be Brian, the kid Gowie. Long story short, he basically was like, back when Sean Taylor, right? Sean Taylor died when he was 24. He got murdered in his own crib. And instantly, sports media was talking about his previous legal troubles and shit. But that's what they do to us, bro. The minute we die, we get locked up, or even an accusation of some shit, they instantly come in out the woodwork with all the struggles and shit. It's crazy how they do us.
Call me Alvin Kamara. You forgot everything I did.
But you could blame A-Rod and Russ and the whole offseason, Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Like we were saying, I think we mentioned it last pod. If your ass went to jail this offseason, you a happy motherfucker because that shit got swept under the rug.
Bro, I bet you ain't nobody get a drug test.
Facts.
Every time they finna do one or some shit finna, you think shit smooth? Random ass trade happened.
Hell yeah.
DK Metcalf traded to the Jets. Nigga, what? Joking, but if that happened.
Go to the Packers draft night, either him or Keenan Allen. But hold on, before we even get into some Packers shit, my other point, though, was because it was traumatizing as fuck, bro. Like, this shit just reminded me of the little homie who died a couple weeks ago. And that shit just remind me, I ain't finna go all the way into detail, but like my mom's, bro, like any for the rest of my life, bro, any physical like type traumatizing death gonna instantly fuck with me, bro, like instantly. And it's here, bro, got hit by the fucking dump truck.
Yeah, bro, I guess
that shit is crazy.
Crossing like the interstate, so I don't know how Florida shit is. So
and that shit, bro, it's crazy, cause like, bro, my whole life, bro, me and you been mobbing, and I'm instantly running across the street, bro, just cause I have like no fear, and I, damn near like, and that's with anything. Like I feel like I won't even put myself in a position to be harmed type shit, even if I'm acting recklessly type shit, like. Trying to cross the street, knowing it's busy, is reckless. But I feel like, I don't know, bro. And that shit is fucking sad, bro. Oh, God.
But let's keep it real, though. How many people actually stop at a red light or try to beat that yellow light before it turn red?
That's crazy.
Or just be speeding,
period. Me and my girl, bro, we be watching all kind of compilations of bad drivers and shit like that. Motherfuckers. Like you said, running red lights, trying to make a light, not paying attention, texting, not even paying attention to the light. You ram into the motherfuckers, bro.
Man, prayers up to his family, man. That shit crazy.
Facts.
I wish what the fuck I was finna say. Like, every little death, every little shit that happened, Joe, that's just, hey, that's basically your sign saying enjoy life. Dude.
Yeah, bro.
Buddy was happy and dancing and all that shit.
Right.
Literally just, the night
just,
before.
Yeah, just yesterday, bro. And then it's crazy because, you know, on some sports media shit, for everybody who not like a starter or like a star in the league, the outside people be like, oh, he trash or he's a bum, this and that. But a lot of shit is situational, you feel me? And then what you don't see, like, motherfuckers be judging what they don't see. Like, we don't know the work he been putting in, you feel me, professionally and personally, off the field and on the field.
He played 16 games. I don't know what the fuck this AV is. His his completion percentage was 60. He had 2,804 yards and 12 touchdowns.
And it's just crazy how the world work, bro, because motherfuckers on some... Well, like, it's like, I see a bunch of mixed reactions and mixed emotions. A lot of people don't own some, we really got to stop talking. It's kind of like the same shit when Kobe died. Nigga, the first 3 days after Kobe died, everybody like, bro, I'm never talking about a basketball player again, blah, blah, blah. Brad, next week.
LeBron.
Right, bro, because literally the bubble and shit happened later that year, bro. Kobe died, niggas were like, yeah, bro, we can't be talking about our players, blah, blah, blah. As soon as, nigga, a couple months passed. The bubble come, bro, they fuck Bron, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, this shit crazy, bro. But that's what I was going to say. Like, today, everybody's talking about, you know, these athletes are still humans. We got to watch how we report on them and blah, blah, blah. That shit going to last until Tuesday afternoon. Come Wednesday, they going to be talking some fuck niggas again.
Man, look, some of these sportscasters... Don't even know sports for real, G. They not a sports analyst for that sport.
That's why.
You feel me?
We talking about like sports analyzing shows, but like sports period. I'm finna do what Shannon Sharp be doing. Watch the game on mute, bro. Cause for the average fan who really don't know nothing about the sport they watching. They letting the commentators dictate how they view the game. You feel me?
Type shit.
And the motherfucker who commentate on the game is a fucking airhead. And you just an average fan looking at them for the insight. They just teaching you how to be an airhead about the game. And then now you going online saying your airhead ass takes. It's just a whole fucking cycle, like, bro.
Like some of these commentators, sportscasters, they say some shit that ain't got shit to do with the fuck you just did. Like, I don't know who it was, but I seen some shit, somebody dunk or some shit, and one of the sportscasters talked about him not having his dad. Like, what the fuck?
That was Kevin Porter Jr. or something. No, was it Kevin Porter Jr.?
I think it was. I think that's who it was.
I think it was, this is what the nigga said. I think Kevin Porter Jr.'s dad got murdered, right, by a gun. And some shit, the nigga was like, blah, blah, he shouldn't have took the shot. Or it's just some goofy-ass shit playing with words, and it was a bad look, bro. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, that shit be crazy. But, oh, shit, I forgot. Happy birthday. Well, happy belated birthday to my brother, Jazan. Free a little P Money, whatever the fuck
P Money
call this
nigga. Where the fuck P Money come from?
Racing females.
I remember when I first heard that shit, I'm like, where the fuck you get P Money from? Like, I ain't gonna blast your name, but like, where the fuck? I don't even know. Ain't no P in your name. happy belated. The cuz, free cuz. Feel me?
He get out soon this year.
That's love, man.
Yeah, this year.
But sometimes, though, hopefully, you know, he get out with the right mindset. Sometimes them sit-downs be what you need. Probably don't want it be for how long it be, but you know how that shit go.
I'll tell you about it off here.
Right, well, yeah, I'm sure.
Hey, I don't know if you've been paying attention to that. Like, I don't know how much Bleacher Report be hitting you up and shit.
I ain't gonna lie. I ain't even got that shit no more. Well, on my main phone, I don't got it.
When I say my shit,
but I got it tabbed up on my laptop, like internet browser.
Yeah,
target is always click on it,
bro. I think it was yesterday, Saturday, not Friday. I want to say Thursday, but it could have been Wednesday night, bro. I don't know what the fuck. Robin Lopez, Montrezl Harrell,
all the little brawl.
Yeah, they got into a fight.
Who was it? It was the Hornets and who?
Was it the Magic? No, it wasn't. I want to say the Magic.
No, I want to say. I want to say it was a. Was it the Magic? I think it was a team in like black and red. I want to say like Toronto or.
Nah, Toronto.
I went to Toronto.
And it wasn't the Bulls because the Bulls ain't about that. Like,
I'm trying to think of who it was though. Because the other dude on the opposition was like.
I think
a,
it was the Magic, G.
I'm gonna have to look at. Let me look at this.
Because that shit was funny. But, nigga, bro, a hockey fight broke out after the motherfucking game, G.
A hockey fight.
Yeah. That shit was funny. Like, only thing I kept doing was just clicking on Bleacher Report. Like, what the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck? Random shit just happening.
Yeah, I had seen that Montrezl Harrell shit a couple nights ago. Or, like, that was literally, like, what, yesterday, 2 days ago?
That shit was crazy.
Oh, yeah, because Robin Lopez on the fucking Magic. You're right.
Bobo. Yeah, that shit crazy, though. But the hockey fight happened and shit, then.
Hockey? Who was banging?
I want to say, was it New Jersey? It was either New Jersey and Toronto. Or Pittsburgh or somebody that it was just bruh. Like a fucking.
I couldn't be in the NBA, bruh. Nick, cause all that fake woofing, fake tough guy shit. I'm a swing, like how Buddy pieced up Kobe. That's what up, bruh.
R.I.P. Kobe.
Yeah, R.I.P. Kobe, and I definitely fuck with Bean, but that shit was on the Twitter like a week ago, bruh. I forgot what the fuck like how it popped up, but you know niggas be really like on some. Kobe this, Kobe that. Tough guy this, tough, bruh. He wasn't tough in that moment. Let's keep it real.
Yeah, don't let that Matt Barnes moment confuse you.
Yeah, bruh.
Because he was not about this
that
shit.
That just go back to the whole shit, what I think I said.
With MJ, too.
Ago. Niggas pick and choose who they tough with. You feel me? Like,
that shit, man. I ain't going to say LeBron ain't touchable, but a lot of niggas ain't going to try.
Yeah, a lot of niggas pushed him from behind. Feel me? Kicking his nuts. Pause. Niggas ain't really in his face trying him like that. But that's another story. But yeah. I will say, I bet all the money I ever earned in my lifetime that LeBron James would beat the fuck out of niggas. Period.
Man, look, I got it.
Depending on the matchup, though.
LeBron and JR versus anybody, G.
LeBron and Tristan Thompson.
Nah, bro, because on my soul.
Bro, he beat Draymond ass, allegedly.
Bro, because I already know I got one name. Let's go in Tristan.
Who was on his heels?
Lamar on his heels right now. Lamar. But
oh, he was?
Lamar Odom on his
Lamar
heels.
Lamar was?
But,
not
I
somebody
mean,
else was tough on his heels, though.
UD would beat his ass on my soul. And Ibaka would beat Ibaka beat his ass.
Facts.
And I want to say
James Johnson.
Oh my, the bro, no niggas need. That really do this shit.
Yeah, there's some niggas in the NBA who got them bitches though. I ain't gonna cap.
And low key, David West will put paws on Buddy.
David West, old Pacer, ring chasing warrior nigga.
And did he get it?
Yeah, he got one. Oh yeah, he I only think got, he got one. Two of them bitches, didn't he? Did he just get? I think he got two.
I know. I remember. No, don't look it up, a nigga. Don't give it a nigga net worth.
He got two. He gotta have two.
The nigga got one and a half.
Bro, some funny shit. This shit random as fuck too. Like 2 weeks ago, so Twitter be having these little spaces and shit. It's like Clubhouse, and niggas be talking this shit. And apparently, the nigga Sean Marion was going crazy, like defending himself, like his stats and his game, all kind of shit.
His shot.
I'm thinking like, bruh, your fucking shot was trash.
Hey, for an ugly ass shot though, well, an ugly ass horn.
His shit.
He'll wet them bitches when it come to it, but when you needed to like a little spark to get a run started, he'll come through clutch.
But it's crazy how the fuck, I don't understand how he got them bitches that shot off.
Bro,
he got one ring.
That's how we was. That's how we was thinking about Lonzo before he changed his shit.
Oh yeah, but it's crazy because Lonzo in college, Lonzo was whacking them bitches. Even with that ugly ass form, you get to the pro, but like niggas killed his confidence. That's what it was. Niggas killed his confidence and like bullied him into changing his shot. But it worked out for the better for him because he be splashing the bitches on God.
Type shit. Hey, since we on the topic of the Lakers, and we was talking about it in the group chat, and I ain't want to say it in there because I was at work. And I wasn't texting and driving, but I was reading and driving.
Smart
type,
man.
Shit on the screen. CarPlay, Apple CarPlay. Telling you, these new cars? Hey.
We in 2022, bro.
Gee. But hey. I was going to say, you say the Lakers wasn't helping LeBron. He wasn't trying to help LeBron get a ring. And I'm like, hey, man, you know, some tweets come back and harm you because LeBron said some shit.
He did. He said, Laker Nation, I apologize.
Nah, not even that. I'm talking about before the start of the season.
Oh, yeah.
And then LeBron.
He said keep that same energy, and niggas kept that same energy.
LeBron did ask for half of these.
But in his defense at the same time, like, on paper.
It looked good.
Yeah, like, it do look good. But then at the same time, we can't put everything on Bron, like. Like
not everything, because niggas still got to play their role. It's a team sport.
Facts.
Like,
and bro,
Westbrook,
bro, he got to take. His name, bro.
He got to
assist. Russ is fucking trash.
Nah, bro.
Bro, he's trash.
No, he just can't shoot. He's not a shooter.
So, he's trash.
He's a shooting guard. He's not a shooter.
But he's not even,
bro. Bro.
But he can't do anything else.
He got to find it. He's Ben Simmons. Bro, Ben Simmons got to find it. Just like Ben Simmons, he got to find his role.
Ben Simmons can defend. He can run in transition.
In Russ defense, he can get rebounds and he can get assists. He might get turnovers, assists.
But he can't get rebounds. This is what I always didn't like about him, bro. Because if you got an Anthony Davis or a LeBron James, both of them niggas average 6, 7, 8 rebounds a game in their career type shit. Why would you, the point guard who's 6'3", 6'4", be intentionally chasing the rebound when it's niggas who, like, that's what they do. That's their position. Like, I hated that shit when he was on OKC, bro. Like, Steven Adams is right there, bro.
Dennis Rodman, if you didn't know.
Steven Adams is literally right there. Yeah. I could pull up the highlights, bro, and watch it plenty of times where nigga Russ come out of nowhere, like, give me that. And it's like, damn, bro, like, this 6'11 nigga, that's how he got in the league. He don't do shit else but set screens and get rebounds, and then now you just taking the rebounds. I don't know, man. Yeah. Russ is trash. He can't shoot. He can't make layups. Like, he's trying to do this fucking consistent finger roll, but it ain't rolling. Like, it's just in the air once it leave his finger.
He got... I don't know. I can't defend him.
He can't shoot threes. He can't shoot mid-range.
Hey, he have his moment. Hey, he
gonna go wherever he go next year and ball. And that's the crazy part. That's what I've been noticing since LeBron been on the Lakers. Everybody who, like, come to the Lakers, like, they freeze up type shit.
You gotta understand, they know if they fuck up or anything, everybody finna clown their ass. Then LeBron gotta hear it. Then think first of all, where they at, bro? You in LA? You already got expectations to come in and be great off top.
I feel like that's why on some other shit. I feel like that's why KD and Kyrie went to the Nets instead of the Knicks. Still New York.
No, but they still had to be good, and they still have improved. Well, but I'm they showing glimpse.
But Brooklyn Nets fans not like Knicks fans. You feel me? Like they give deals.
Can we stop disrespecting? Can we stop disrespecting New Jersey real quick, G? Because I know them as the New Jersey Nets. Yeah, this shit's still weird.
Yeah, that was a crazy way, man. Back in the day, I remember I had.
I'm surprised they didn't get a ring.
You know why they didn't, bro? Kobe and Shaq, bro.
Yeah, just like the Kings should have made the finals, but the refs and Kobe and Shaq.
Yeah, man.
That was fucked up. I had to say the refs, but.
Yeah, man. Tim Donahue or whatever his fucking name is.
And a couple others that probably still in
the league. And David Stern. I mean, you know, he took a lot of shit to the grave. Michael Jordan, quote-unquote, retired. Michael's dad, quote unquote, was. Nah, I'm just playing. I ain't gonna go there. I ain't trying to get killed, bro.
Right. You ain't.
Nah, bro, just playing.
You trying to put me on that list for real, bro. I'm not trying to. I know I'm.
Bro, you scared or not? You were just talking about you, conspiracy theorist.
I am, but I ain't.
He don't want no smoke with the FBI now. With the NBA money.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm just talking shit, though, man.
David Stern, stay your bitch ass. I mean, who? Adam Silver. I don't even like you, so you can just.
I kind of fuck with Adam. A little bit.
No.
Why you don't fuck with Adam?
No.
He looked like a fucking naked mole rat.
Bro, he reminded me of, what's the fucking Roger from American Dad.
You ever seen the movie Powder?
Nah.
It's some science movie I had watched in middle school. Some albino fucking dude. That's what he looked like.
But
he do look like Roger. That shit funny.
I feel like Adam Silver just say this shit.
What motherfucker want to hear
type shit? Yeah, so he don't have to hear LeBron and Chris Paul mouth type shit. Mainly LeBron.
I can see it. I don't know. I feel like he hold it down. I feel like he hold it down. In
he made some good decisions, I guess.
Yeah. Some shit I wouldn't agree with, though. Like, I don't like how the fucking All-Star jerseys is fucking goofy as fuck.
Hey, can we go back to a regular basketball game? But we just put it, well, we can keep the set. Scores and shit like y'all doing now, but like just go back to the regular shit because I don't like this team picking shit. It's cool, but nah.
Yeah.
It takes the excitement out.
Yeah, and niggas need to play like defense, bruh.
Nah, keep it how it is because niggas used to go crazy.
Niggas ain't blocking no more.
They gotta bring that back. Bring in the motherfucking 1-on-1 matchup so I can cross you up real quick. Pull, you know, you finna have a little battle type shit.
That's what they need, bro. In the All-Star weekend, like a 1-on-1 event or like a 3-on-3 event, or the All-Star pool. You feel me? Everybody who was voted in, but like on a Saturday where they do the 3-point and dunk contest type shit, have a little 3-on-3, and then the winners of that team pick a captain or whatever in a 1-on-1. That'd be hard to me. Oh God. But same old shit, different day.
They need to bring back the original motherfucking skills challenge when you had to pass the ball in the motherfucking
hooping, man. Motherfucking pick niggas who know how to actually dunk. Niggas be missing.
Hey, Zach LaVine. Zach LaVine, Aaron Gordon. Hey, I never missed a dunk contest so much in my life.
Right. Bring us back to 2016.
Hey, Ja, I give you $1 if you enter the dunk contest.
I need a meal. It's all Bron fun, bro. I mean, if Bron would have been in one, because that would have set the standard, like, brother. But I don't blame him at the same time. Because, I guess he just said before, like, he's an in-game dunker. Like, some niggas just are creative as hell, can make dunks. But. As we see, man, motherfucker be missing dunks, so.
Yeah.
Who's to say Brown was to get in it and miss every fucking dunk just cause?
Give me Ja, Miles Bridges, what's little buddy name from Houston? I get buckets. Yeah, I get buckets. Him.
I think I'm going to come back to that.
Anthony Edwards. And just because niggas want to hype him up, Zion bitch ass.
Type shit.
Let me see that dunk contest, and I got either Ja or Anthony Edwards winning that shit.
You know, it's crazy. The NBA could literally pay niggas. I don't know if you know this or people knew this, but did you know? And I could be lying when I say this because I don't know if it's actually facts, but I saw it from a source that I believe was credible type shit. But allegedly, the NBA gives the WNBA $10 million like each season type shit because the WNBA ain't pulling in money type shit like that in order to keep afloat. You feel me? Like, I don't know. It's just something. But my point was, though, the NBA got money, bruh. Like, they could easily be like, all right, we got a $5 million pool, whatever. Third place, get this. Second place, get this. The winner of the dunk contest, get this. Important incentive for motherfuckers to want to get in it.
Type shit, I get that. But the WNBA shit, right? I feel like the media need to cover more of this shit. Like, dead ass. Because I missed the women's college tournament, G.
Type shit.
And they games be lit too. Like,
but yeah, it's on the media. But that, I think we had a conversation about this before. But as much as it's on, one, the league to promote itself, and then two, the media to help promote that league, three, the players, they have to do their part, but then four, the fans, bro. Like, I never see nobody or hear nobody in WNBA gear talk about games, this, and that, unless you like a hooper. Because hoopers don't care if it's man or female, it's ball, you feel me? But for the average person, like the average female who like basketball, not going to watch a WNBA game. You feel what I'm saying? And but then at the same time, they'll talk that fucking female equality, blah, blah, blah shit. But the average female not supporting WNBA games, let alone women's sports, period.
This going to sound crazy, but they games, like when you are able to catch a WNBA game, they games be... lit, G. It'd be like real fucking defense, real motherfucking I'm trying to score type shit, instead of like niggas doing a whole bunch of extra dribbling and running around and shit crying.
See, realistically, like, it is some big ass females in the WNBA, but at the same time, like, for the most part, like, the average WNBA player is like the average person, like human, like size wise. You feel what I'm saying? So most motherfuckers can relate. The average nigga watching basketball can't relate to the NBA players because the average nigga can't even dunk. You feel me?
Because the average niggas can't even fucking shoot.
Right, bruh. But
hey, no lie, I don't know how to dribble, but I swear to God, person, I got a torch.
The average person could relate to a WNBA player just off, you know,
whatever. I can't pay it either, nigga.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I was just watching the shop. And Asia Wilson, she played for the Aces, Las Vegas Aces, and she was just saying, like she a star in the WNBA, right? But, like, she still got to go overseas and play after they season play and risking injury. And she getting paid over there more. Like, so if she wasn't a star.
Yeah, I seen that part. I watched half of it.
If she wasn't a star, right? Like, so girls who cold as fuck at basketball, but they not, like, stars in the WNBA, they'll really, like, risk staying overseas for, like, 10, 15 years because they making way more money than they would over here. And that's just unfortunate that they would even have to, you know, go over there.
Yeah.
Like, right now, one of the, I mean, arguably top five players in WNBA, I ain't going to say history, but, like, right now, her ass locked up on me.
When you say right now?
I mean, and physically, I haven't even actually saw her, so who knows? She could be dead for all we know.
Not going to say that, knock on wood.
Yeah.
But
she could be in, like, actual danger, my nigga. Like,
she's been in actual danger since she became a political pawn. That's all this shit is. Russia knows. I'm sorry, right. Russia, but yeah, they know exactly what the fuck they doing. Putin knows exactly what the fuck he doing. I'm not finna give in to you. Oh, you want her? Come get her. You feel me? Once you come over here, I'ma send something over there.
Dude, talking about, man, we ain't even tripping on them damn cartridges, man. I just hit one like 10 minutes ago. You think I'm mad? her as collateral.
Damn, since
they just killed 50 people with a missile. As soon as we get her ass back, no, they gonna send one to the White House.
You know this. how do I say this? His daughters or daughter.
Putin.
Yeah, is like a prisoner, not a prisoner of war, but she got summoned and some sanction. Sanction type shit, U.S. sanction type shit.
You got a sanction?
Yeah. And I don't know if the news really covered it or whatnot, because I be getting random on fucking news alerts on my phone.
Yeah, bro. That's good, bro. If you're not, like, literally, like, physically, like, asking to get, like, alerts, you know, for one, your local news, your national news, international news, world news, you're not going to see that shit, bro. But they're not going to show you the real on the CNN. You got to go find the real type shit.
Yeah, and Biden basically said she finna see type shit. But on the other hand.
Can't get your pops, bitch. On the other hand. Your daddy love you.
he got to keep that same energy, though, because my nigga, his son ain't cool either. But
they were saying
that laptop.
Yeah, something about this on smoke crack, smoke shit.
Oh, they gonna talk about that. When we go
ahead,
tax evasion on the laptop.
Which one? Hunter?
Hunter
Biden.
He got tax evasion. Ain't the CIA or Secret Service basically 30K in the hole
because
of this nigga.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, basically getting paid. And that weird shit on the computer that get take down.
That shit, man.
Yeah. It's deeper than what they's making it.
It always is, bro.
Keep that same energy, buddy.
It's for anything, man. Yeah, bro. I'm done. I think I already said it last few days, but they definitely are not upholding what they should be. But it's not uncommon, you feel me? Niggas not surprised, you feel me?
I'm appalled.
Appalled? You a nigga that's still
This nigga said he was will give us free gas. Nah, I'm just fucking with you. But he did say he was gonna take away your student loan.
Yeah, man. I got like the good five thousand student loans should have kicked in. Matters for this on my birthday, I believe. My student loan debt kick in.
I don't think, buddy. Yeah, he tricked y'all. That's all I'm gonna say.
He tricked me. He tricked them.
Yeah, I feel you.
I tricked myself. Well, I ain't even gonna say I tricked myself, cause realistically, like one way or the other, it was gonna be the same shit. You feel me? Whether who was in it, who was in that position.
Yeah, I feel like we should have just shut the fuck up and stayed where the fuck we was at.
Yeah, bro.
Cause
Trump would have had us in this bitch, united head ass. That'd have been the first time we'd have been united.
Oh, good thing we brought that nigga name up too.
Trumpy Trump.
Yeah, cause I had that go.
Oh, I got something to bring up too. I thought about Trump, cause they like the same kind of nigga. But go ahead.
That January 6th shit. It was more inside work than we know his son. This shit right here say, because his old text ideas how to overturn the election. Like, Pence was in on the shit. Buddy obviously was in on the shit. Like, whole conversation of him talking about, like, let's march down there type shit.
Him himself.
Yeah.
That would have been crazy.
Bro.
That's some, like, dictator,
This shit is deeper than what the media is going to make it seem like. Like I was telling y'all last time about the COVID. It's a whole nother strain. Right. It's a whole nother strain in the UK right now.
Yeah, but, like, this shit already be planned. I think I had showed y'all this shit before, bruh. So COVID, quote, unquote, broke in January, right, of 2020. But let's just say 3 to 6 months prior, before anything like that was even in the world, like publicly, there was already patents for it here in the U.S. and in Europe type shit. Like actual documents that you can pull up. Like COVID has always been the thing, bro. Like this shit was gonna happen, and then you like the nigga Bill Gates had a TED talk like fucking, let's just say like 10 years ago, or yeah, 10 years ago.
I know exactly what
you
was talking about.
Ebola was around. He was like telling us like, yo, the next one, boom, boom, boom.
It's like shit, basically.
Yeah, like basically, and at the time, niggas thought Ebola was like, damn, like I ain't gonna lie, bro. I was in jail at the time working in the laundry. And Ebola, these they had like nigga shit red taped off like bags, nigga a motherfucker was from like Africa, and I guess they had Ebola and like the whole jail was like shook like bro like somebody could die type shit, and here we are like, now in COVID days and that shit this shit worse like
they said when I was reading they said the first COVID this strain that's out here in America that we know of. Because it's probably all the same shit, but it's a strain of the first strain of COVID that came out, the second strain, the Morricone or Morion, however y'all want to call that one.
B2K.
Yeah. And they don't know all the side effects from it, but it's worse than all those. But they saying the one in the UK is worse than this.
That shit crazy.
And you wonder why I don't like rich people with money. Fuck you, Elon Musk.
Oh, yeah. And that shit, it tripped me out about anything, bro. Like, nigga, hospitals, all kind of shit, bro. Like, science in general. Because it's just like carbon monoxide. You can't see it. You can't smell it. It's airborne. You feel me? You could just be outside.
Chilling.
And then next
eating
thing you know,
a
glizzy. You inhale. Bro. Not the pause, bro. That's crazy to say that, bro, because I just posted today. It's crazy. That motherfucker eat hot dogs, and then my homie hopped on there like, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yo, ask the glizzy gobbler. Like, I can't eat no glizzy, bro.
Hey.
What's in the glizzy? And then now we didn't over-sexualize and over-homophied a bunch of shit. A nigga can't even get caught eating a hot dog.
Or a sausage paws.
Let alone a bear hot dog. You better put some relish or something on that shit. Y'all are eating raw glizzies. Feel me? But
hey, so, like I was be telling y'all about, like, all the random alerts I get. And my California people. Yo, like, your state's finna...
Y'all finna be fucking in sinkholes.
Release millions of genetically engineered mosquitoes. I didn't want to even read into the article.
That shit crazy.
Because the name just speaks for itself. And I seen some shit in my own little tickety-tock.
Surprise me on TikTok.
Yeah, just bro, TikTok's hilarious.
I can't get into it. I had downloaded it one time because the motherfuckers like downloaded it, and I downloaded it just to like see. I just couldn't get into it. I don't know. Like maybe it's like any other... social platform where you gotta like algorithms, you gotta follow shit and like your specific shit,
yeah.
So it'll pop up on your little timeline or whatever.
Yeah.
Do they call them timelines? What is TikTok's thing? Feed?
Yeah, we'll just call it that because I don't fucking know. Right. I just get on there and just start scrolling.
My little sister, she watched TikTok like it's TV, like
bro,
shit, like when Isaac had her come in, you know, stay a weekend or some shit. Like, you want the remote? And she's like, nah, I'm gonna watch TikTok. I'm like, yo, that's literally...
Dude, you can spend on accident 5 hours on TikTok, G.
I guess,
just scroll, just watching videos. Because people in America, or in this world, are funny as fuck. The internet is funny.
So TikTok is like, Vine and, like, 2012 Instagram... But on steroids.
Type shit. It's funny. I just be watching weird shit.
And I guess apparently, like, it's like different, like, little categories of, like, TikTok. Like, I seen one. It's like a shit you can make, like, meals you can make with EBT. Like, a whole little, like,
yeah,
series
it's like
of
do-it-yourself shit.
Then they got, yeah, like, do-it-yourself.
Yeah, it's just... Whatever you Like motivational quotes and all that shit.
And the one I had sent, I think I sent it to y'all. I know for sure I sent it to my brother. So girl was like basically a way to say ladies and gentlemen, but like in a neutral gender.
Hey yo.
Hey yo.
Hey yo.
We talking to female, male, respectfully hey. To all whatever you consider yourself. Even
Razor though. Ramon, man, you was a legend for that.
Facts, man. That shit's still crazy.
Hey, I ain't want to talk about these dudes, but we got to talk about these Packers, man.
I think we going, well, I say this literally every year, and I sign myself up to look like a fucking idiot at the end of the season. But, bruh, I really think this the year, bruh. We going to the chip, bruh. We finna kill the draft for the, like, one of the first times in a long time, bruh. Because each draft, I be mad to some degree. It's like, especially with that first couple picks, we ain't never picked what the team needed at the time type shit.
All right, so you know what the what Seattle want for Metcalf, right?
What, a second?
No.
What, they want a first?
Two.
Two?
Yeah.
What, they smoking? They smoke.
Are they?
I get.
Are they? Because we still got a number two. We still got a first round pick from their Raiders trade.
I would give it to them, honestly, because at the same time,
you just got
to
pay,
buddy.
The whole
idea of you need a number one pick, like to draft. Bro, some of the greatest players ever were not picked in the first round.
I know, me.
Feel me? We undrafted here, that. Feel me? But no, for real, like some niggas,
yeah.
Some of the greatest, especially receiver Packers, second round, third round, seventh round. You feel me?
Look, just know Tom Brady wasn't drafted in the
first couple rounds.
Yeah. That's all you really got to say right there.
Combine. Just know you can go to your average park and see a fucking 40-year-old dad look just like Tom Brady and run just like him at his combine that was in, what, 2000? When was Tom Brady's combine? Way back in 99?
Yeah, shit. Nah, because he won it. I think he won the Super Bowl in 2000 or 2001.
So like 98, 90s. This shit was in the 90s.
Damn, we old. Damn, we old.
Hell yeah, we old, nigga. Yo, I just turned 30. I'm about to turn 30.
Yeah, I'm 29.
Nigga, I just fucking sent y'all the picture. Shane McMahon with his son. His son, first picture. Nigga, like middle school football. Second picture. Bruh. Nigga in high school. Now this nigga, what, playing for the Hoosiers?
I think so.
That's crazy,
I had to look at it. That's
like,
good.
Shane McMahon used to have black hair. Now
here
this
comes
nigga,
the money.
This nigga gray haired out.
Money.
That shit crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy. Yeah, he
so
played for the Hoosiers.
Man, so pretty soon, you feel me, dude, gonna be a fucking great grandfather. Yeah. Damn, bro.
Dude is the devil. Well, Vince? He's not the devil, but.
No chance. Bro, clearly he has been letting people know the whole time that he's a fucking evil
fuck
person,
dude. Hey, I've been watching wrestling lately. Hey, shout out to Baylor Banks or something like that. She
What's that? AEW, WWE?
WWE. I was gonna say WWF, but
it's crazy.
She
WWF got hold by the real WWF.
She won a belt back.
I mean, why you gotta whisper? She black.
She black, man.
She black, man. She a champ, you said?
Yeah, she a
what
champ.
What show she on?
I think she on Raw.
Oh, we got a black Raw female champion.
I think
remember,
I think she got both.
Remember Jacqueline? You gotta remember Jacqueline.
Yeah.
She was dark skin. You know what King say?
She
puppies.
Got
puppies. Show me the puppies.
Oh, yeah. She's had her braids. Oh God.
Bitch shorty. She got a long ass weed ponytail braid. I'm like, damn. She Baylor Banks. She. Smack some chick shorty. I'm like, damn.
That's cool. What's her girl name? She light skinned. Sasha Banks. She still on there?
Yeah. Hey, that's Snoop Dogg's like
niece?
Cousin or niece or some shit like that. That's weird. That's not weird, but that's crazy.
Snoop related to Dan and everybody somehow.
Hey, but
when it actually his nephew, we just signed him. Kick returner or corner or wide receiver. I forget what the fuck he was.
No,
he
like you said,
the Raiders. But he really like a special teams
type shit. But it's this one wrestler, two wrestlers. But one of them in particular, geez, she's so fucking cold to me. Hmm. Probably because I just like that evil emo type shit.
Oh, what's her name?
Alyssa Bliss.
Alyssa Bliss, never heard of her. Hey. She a new, like new, or like she been around type shit?
Yeah, I'd say she new to me.
Type shit.
I seen when she had a little evil, her little heel fit.
I ain't been tuning in to no wrestlers. Hey. I don't even know. The last female wrestlers I knew, nigga, Trish Stratus, Mickey, what's her name? Mickey James.
Show me the puppies.
That's really it. Stacy Keebler.
The leader, man. Stop playing, man. Victoria. Stop. Oh, yeah, bro. I watch wrestling. My grandpa loved that shit.
What was old girl? This is like, damn, what was her name? I think she was on the show. She was on that show. Like, Tough Enough. She had like curly hair, bro. Damn, what was her name? I'm gonna have to look it up. Bring it up next pod, bro. Tough Enough was a decent show back in the day. When that's what it was called?
Yeah, that's where The Miz, that's how The Miz got on.
The Miz, I remember seeing dude on The Real World. He used to be always talking about like how he wanted to wrestle.
Bro, that shit crazy. He spoke that shit into existence.
But at the same time, The Real World platform probably definitely helped, gave him a better chance of getting into that space type shit.
Never mind, I don't like Shorty no more.
Who?
She got a boyfriend. Come on, look
at dude. When it ever stopped you, bruh?
Now?
I mean, bruh. Oh, now you scared. Shoot your shot.
You know me. She ain't finna.
She ain't married, bruh. Nah, I'm just playing, bruh, because I'm engaged now, but I'll
black man don't cheat.
Facts. Black men do not cheat. But yeah, man.
But yeah.
I ain't watch wrestling in the group, though. That used to be
Yeah, bro.
Shit.
Hey,
Vince McMahon. I played one match for the first time in like 3 weeks.
I got both of the belts on NXTG.
See, I still ain't. When they offer me to go there, I'm going to go there. I ain't been there yet.
Yeah, I just got traded, though.
I'd have been to SmackDown and Raw.
I don't know where the fuck they go.
I'm like,
fuck 2K though.
I've been playing niggas on 2K like online, but I ain't really played my career in a grip.
Hey, so I think last podcast we told them that we was gonna have a yeah. I think you said we was gonna play. Yeah. I think we was gonna play a game.
We played, bro.
Just know.
Keep it real though. What happened?
Just know.
I don't know if it was your first touchdown. I think it was. My son got in the way. Let's just get him.
No, that was my second touchdown.
Oh, the second one? Okay.
But look, though, I ain't go front. I ain't go lie. He lost, but he ain't lose by a lot.
Right. And for the couple of times that he had assistance, and then I brought myself back, it's like I shot myself in the foot. You know, the times I turned the ball over again, especially in a position like on the field where I was at, gave you the ball right on y'all side of the field, boom, yeah, man, touchdown. I'm like, damn, right when I was like, basically, like, all I needed was one more touchdown to tie the game.
So, like,
now you like, go 14,
bro.
I'm there, bro.
If you
then he was like, you know, I was on low key trying to record it. He was like, bro, don't record it in the beginning. So, I'm like, damn, I can't even do it. Then at the end, he was like, yeah, bro, we should have recorded that. I'm like, what you doing?
Nah, I wasn't even saying it because I won. I was like, gee.
It was a good game.
All the times we played, that was probably like the best game we ever played, gee. And I, like, that, like, when I text you, I was like, yeah, if Sam can't beat you, he definitely not fucking with me.
Facts.
But that's dead ass fact because, like, bro, usually you'll be getting ready to. You quit. Begin, yeah.
Literally, I quit the game, like run it back or put it on 2K. Type shit. Oh, God. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Bro. You ever played the NBA 2K Playground?
No, I be seeing Cody on there, like, gee. You can see.
I be over there at his crib playing that shit, bro. That shit fun as fuck. It's like NBA Jams.
I'm about to grab that joint.
You gonna have to, yeah.
Yeah, I've been running Warzone, solo, like the Rebirth solos and shit. Okay.
You ain't no shooter, man.
Man, stop playing.
Why the fuck you playing me? Why the fuck with you? We be out here, though. I might hop on that shit tonight. Or I might go play wrestling.
Yeah, I'm probably definitely not going to hop on wrestling. Motherfucking. What I'm finna do for the night, though, it's 9 o'clock, basically. Force come on at 11. So I'm watching that.
Yo,
joint.
Thirsty is.
I mean, it ain't. They took a little week break.
Bro, so Baylor did on, too, G. Or was that the season?
Season over. Oh, God.
Bro, on
I
my.
I saw the same shit the other day. I looked over there like, it's Thursday. Boom, we got Baylor.
G, bro, I was mad there. As fuck.
Like, we already watched. Literally, I'm like, damn, it is end of the season. They yeah. they left off with him cussing his dad out. Yeah. Boom, boom, boom.
Because I'm like.
But that, it kind of makes sense. Most series nowadays got 10 episodes in a series, which yeah, is kind of weak as fuck.
That was decent, man. I thought I was going to get off or chill a little bit, watch it. Man, look, because Wednesday I had to drive all the way out to Indianapolis, and it ain't shit out there.
That's what, 4 hours? 5 hours?
Oh, my, bro, that was a day. That was my whole day.
Traffic and shit?
Traffic, feeling kind of car sick, looking for my chapstick. There's a Ford Maverick.
That's $1 million song right there. If y'all know.
Yeah, bro, it ain't shit out there to look at, dude. So you like, what the fuck would I even do this shit for? Then, you know, when you get closer back in the town, well, when you closer to home, you trying to get through, niggas want to drive. So you like, bro, I just want to get off. Yeah, man. I don't be doing shit. I'm a bitch ass nigga.
Yeah, man. I was making beats and shit. I had to, cause when I learn shit, if I don't constantly and consistently do it, I low key unlearn it. So I have to refamiliarize myself with certain methods and shit. But I had so it's a way I could chop beats right. So if I wanted to. A certain like loop, I could just cut that loop or whatever. But then it's another way where I could take that same loop and like add it and then put it on my
just
what?
Up there.
Ooh.
The cat.
Oh, she fine.
Up here?
She not up there.
Hey.
But
see. Hey, cats prove that females are mad wild, G.
Hell yeah. So, my fiance just tried to fucking alarm me that our cat climbed on bruh, this damn cat.
She acting like she ain't got 8 more lives.
Right. She got up there, she got her ass down.
She had 8 lives.
She shouldn't be up there.
She got 8 lives.
She knocked all of Juju's food down.
You never seen Jackass?
That's her fault.
Back up there, badass.
For real though. Anyway though.
Hey, but
yeah,
how did the fuck
did
she
get so I can hit these fucking these pads and basically it's crazy how you can make some shit that don't sound like it go together and make it go together all based off rhythm type shit. It's kind of hard. I'm gonna have to show you what I'm talking about to make you really like understand what I'm saying. But yeah, making beats is cool as hell. I ain't gonna lie. That's really what I've been on the last couple of weeks, learning shit, grabbing shit. I ain't really, I think one of the first beats I made was from a vinyl where I basically chopped it, but the last couple of beats I made was off, like, some random,
soul dropping a mixtape?
Some shit. You said what?
You gonna drop that mixtape?
I ain't gonna lie.
The Return of the Skateboard?
If I do, it ain't gonna be as many songs as I wanted. And because there's some other shit, like, with the beats, too, like, as far as I got to, it's just some whole other shit, bro, like, some technical shit, bro.
I feel it.
If I do what I could do and just keep some shit that I want to keep, like, verse-wise, and just change beat, like.
Let me hop on the song.
Bruh, you ain't saying nothing but a word, bruh. Literally, bro.
He just told me I can hop on the song. So
we write you a little verse, bro. It ain't gotta be no whole 16 bars, bro. You can write you eight bars, bro.
I'm finna get on my DJ Cali shit.
Oh my God.
The only thing I'm gonna say is another two,
another three. DJ Cali.
Hey, like I be wondering that, and like when I was watching the Dreamville Fest, it kind of answered my question. Like, when DJs like who like make albums and mixtapes with nothing but
other stars, and
because they can't fucking rap themselves,
right?
How do they concert go? And yeah, just how I expect
it. It all depends on the artist, the fucking the budget, or the quality of the shit that's coming out, like the sound and shit.
Cause I'm like, yeah, DJ Khaled, you can't. I would never go to your concert, G.
Nigga's not even a fucking DJ.
Well, I will if you got like a song. Yeah, depending on who go be there,
yeah.
You gotta have somebody else that I like. Yeah, I know I'm gonna be there.
He gonna play the songs with them on it, and he's just gonna be with the mic. Like, yeah, another one. Like, no, nigga, bring
DJ
Jay-Z out,
Khaled,
dude.
I mean,
bring Wayne out.
You can't even rap Dirk or Baby verse. So, oh damn! Why I'm finna be this petty? So like, does that mean DJ Khaled OTF? Cause YoungBoy said,
he OTF.
He 4PF.
He 4PF.
He OTF OPF?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
Cause YoungBoy said in the song, like, if you fuck with them, don't fuck with me, and that's just how it go.
We never gonna hear YoungBoy on Khaled shit or Khaled on YoungBoy shit. That shit gonna never. Hey, happen.
Real star funny. I thought it was a prank, but then I seen it on Twitter too.
Hmm.
Then I seen it on Instagram. Yo, man's coming back.
Not bro. That's what I was gonna say, bro. When you was talking about Trump, that's what I said. I was gonna bring it back up. I forgot. Yo, man's, bro. Yo, man's coming
yo
back.
Yo, man's.
Oh, nigga, that's yo, man.
He's coming back without.
For the record, let the record be. I don't have no man's. In this specific incident, this nigga he talking about is for sure his man's.
On
if
my
y'all know
soul.
Who we talking about? We talking about the fucking.
No. We're not giving him that much publicity.
Just so y'all know he a rat. It's a lot of rats, but. Y'all fucking choose which one we talking about.
Yeah.
But yeah, bro.
I seen a snippet.
I ain't gonna lie. I didn't even want to click on it. But just out of fucking... I clicked on it. I'm like, yeah.
Bro, you can't be talking about this and the bro. Dead and shooting people, bro. Because already know you not about that shit.
King of New York, bro. You can't be the king of New York, bro. Especially them niggas home now, bro. Like, you not finna be out here talking that shit, bro. You can't, like... There's no way that's gonna happen, bruh. And, like, honestly, bruh, how I really feel, not even wishing no harm on nobody. Like, realistically, especially knowing what I know about music in the industry, right? So, allegedly, they gave bruh a $10 million deal before he got out, right?
Bruh broke.
So, that's what I'm saying. So, he has to make music. And then, in order for him to make money off the music, it has to sell. But if it don't sell... The most ways artists get money is on tour.
And
if he go on tour, I'm pretty sure he's gonna die, bro.
Bots. He gonna use bots. He's gonna say his song did X amount of numbers. It's fucking bots.
That shit not gonna work because it didn't work last time. Nigga, he got out allegedly of prison last time and fucking talking about
bro.
He dropped some shit. Nigga sold like 30 in a week.
Hey, only way his shit gonna do numbers if he drop a song with YoungBoy dissing.
What if he do, bro?
YoungBoy said he'll work with him. See, I'm a fan of both of them, but I'm not saying what Quando did was right. Well, what? Fuck that. Let me stop fucking saying Quando. I'm not saying what Buddy did was right.
Buddy has Rainbow.
Nah, not Rainbow. Lil Tim. I ain't saying what he did was right, but I understand. But
oh, that's some bullshit. I definitely don't understand that. Bruh,
you
me,
protect your brand. I mean, protecting your brand.
Yeah. But
look, though. He got shot, though.
Who?
Lil Tim. He got shot, too.
Yeah, in the process, yeah.
Yeah, so he got to walk around in a diaper, basically.
Word? See, I ain't know
the
extent of his...
Some people say too much shit in their songs. No
pun intended.
Oh, that was pun intended. But niggas being y'all be incriminating y'allself.
That was funny, bro. That was very clever. Damn, bro, Paul got a shit bag.
Yeah,
no, he's still talking shit. Yeah, that shit funny, bro.
He gotta let the shit go somewhere.
Hell no.
But I don't give
I ain't know dude was a blood though. Young boy. allegedly, that's what he said. He had real blood.
Yeah, man. Just like Birdman. But again, I don't believe
these crypto, and I guess they plugged in too with like
I don't trust
and Quando Rondo. I guess they plugged in with Big U.
I don't believe none of these new rappers when they get in the game and start claiming gangs and shit. You feel me? Cause yeah, Birdman and Wayne proved that already. No disrespect to Wayne.
No, all the disrespect. No, I'm just playing. That's my nigga Wayne, man.
Even though I don't agree with everything you do.
No, that's why, yeah. I think I was just telling my girl this. Like, I'm glad I'm kind of the person that I am, as far as like I can listen to somebody and agree with some shit they say, and then disagree with some shit they say, and then not really feel no kind of way about them personally type shit. Like, yeah, the shit I disagree about won't change how I feel about them type shit.
Type shit, like. No, I can't say that.
It depends on the person, honestly.
It depends on the situation.
That too. Facts.
Because some niggas ain't never coming back.
No, in fact, that's 100. Okay. Yeah. That's why.
If R. Kelly some magically way beat all those charges and get out of jail, bro, you know.
So you never stepping in the name of love?
No. It'd be fucked up because I'd be having
never putting your key in the ignition.
Bro, or the remix.
Bro, so you never going to the chocolate factory.
Hey, I ain't gonna say I'm not gonna listen to the old shit that I didn't know what that obviously.
Yeah, he nasty.
My mind went.
You can't even listen to Aaliyah's first album because you know he wrote it and was on some nasty shit.
Bro, you can't even listen to Trapped in the Closet, G.
Trapped in the Closet?
Because when I listened to that shit, we was talking about that shit at work. I just turned it on and shit.
So you listen to all 85 of them?
Fuck no.
Oh, I was gonna say.
The ones that we got to see. I'm like, bro, yeah. So this whole time, this nigga really had people, you feel me, trapped.
Literally.
He was calling for it. That was a sign for help.
Man, that shit crazy.
And fuck you, Jada. You got my mans out here. You ain't my mans, Jada, but.
Wilding, bro. Then I'm scrolling on my little YouTube and shit. I see a video and the motherfucking thumbnail. Had Jaden Smith, and I'm thinking this is legit too. Like, I think it was Big Boy shit. The nigga, like, Tupac wanted to marry my mom, and it's like, bro, why are y'all talking about this, bro? Like, you wasn't even alive, my nigga. So,
bro, all that.
Why are y'all talking about
this? Bro, Tupac? Kodak said some real ass shit.
What'd he say?
He said he would have basically treated Jada as whoop Willow ass. Well, you fucking go write this fucking letter. You ain't even know this fucking right. nigga. Oh, and you go let her dumb ass do this shit. And you go tell her that.
Yeah, that's real. Oh,
hey, bro. He said, go find you a young 22-year-old and get your thug Dizzle on, my nigga. Show him why they you the
Prince
of Bel Air.
I don't even know. Honestly, that's probably it's gonna end like a crazy divorce. You know how that shit gonna play out. Hey,
who you think got more money?
Will. Bro, come on now. Don't ever disrespect Will Smith like that. Ever.
Who going on child support?
Nobody. Ooh.
On me.
They're
just gonna be fucking each other on the side.
Dang, his shit ain't gonna be worse than Dr. Dre. But even then, Dr. Dre shit, like, to him, he's good.
That's like, man, that's a dollar.
But then considering, because I was just over my OG crib and talking to my uncle and shit, talking about the Chris Rock shit, and I'm saying him, like, what if he sued? Because, you know, the Oscars just banned Will, and what if these white folks get in Chris' ear, like, yo, we got to sue, Oscar's going to sue him, Chris going to sue him, and they get some money out of him, then Jada divorce him. They gonna have Will Smith out here homeless working at Wendy's, bro.
No.
Welcome to Will's Wendy's.
Bro, I got a feeling that nigga ain't even start really spending that Wild Wild West movie
type,
money.
Type shit. I got a feeling he finna go on a crazy Denzel type run. Oh, I'm banned from the Oscars for 10 years? Watch these movies I do. Watch these roles.
Depends on who give them movies, though.
Bro, somebody gonna get movies, bro.
You know how niggas blackball. A lot of people get blackball.
Raping motherfuckers.
Harvey Weinstein.
Molesting kids and shit like that.
Space Keys, Kevin Spacey.
Bruh.
I'm not going to say some other names.
Motherfuckers have literally murdered people. like recently.
Oh, you talking about a white girl?
Alec Baldwin, bro. Hold on, what white girl? Oh,
the TikTok shit, Jordy.
I was watching that yesterday. That's crazy. But, I guess that's, let's go into hey. That, bro. I guess like days prior, bro, she was on it like a little podcast.
Yeah, I seen that shit too.
She only date rich black guys.
You said Alec Baldwin, dude, G.
Yeah, he killed. He
yeah, hey.
Shooter.
Yeah, it's the he's a shooter.
He's a shooter,
but it was supposed to be a prop gun.
Why is there real fucking ammunition? And that's the same shit happened to Bruce Lee's son.
It's a whole bunch.
Why is it any real live?
I mean, but I ain't saying that you cool, cause my nigga, you foul.
Who?
Buddy.
Baldwin?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, bro, all he did was slap a nigga, and said three cuss words on live TV. Yeah, they were strong, vulgar fucks, but and the slap wasn't even that hard, bro. Like, imagine if he would have took off on him, bro. Imagine if he would've beam. They would've cut to technical difficulties, bro. They let that shit rock.
You feel me?
Then they gonna fucking.
They had to do something to get the views up because, yeah, they thought they was Young Buck.
What's your man's on?
Bro, stop saying my man's. Before I really tell people your man's, G, because I seen your man's drop a song. It's supposed to be dropping a song, G. Your twin.
I ain't got no twin. First.
Bro, so you wasn't on Empire?
Oh, that's where
we're
going?
Nah.
That's crazy, bro.
Man.
Fuck, dude. It's crazy, bro. It's crazy how the justice system working, like how money can be in your benefit, bro. Like, that shit is crazy, bro. I don't even want to talk about dude ass.
Yeah, fuck dude, but.
And that's definitely not my twin. Fuck you.
That's my twin and them. Bro, you listen to her album yet?
Who? Koishi Gay? No disrespect. Koi Lee Ray? Or, no disrespect.
Bro, that's Benzino.
Benzino daughter? Nah, I listen to that shit.
Yeah.
Allegedly, it's kind of hard. Well, I ain't gonna say it's kind of hard. Cause ain't nobody that I seen or know said that shit. But it did enter the top 10 on Apple Music, allegedly. So
stream buds.
Yeah.
That's one thing.
They got like 30 laptops in the crib.
You
got
to think about
shit.
It.
Then they got it playing on the PS5.
You got to think about it. The songs that's, half of the songs that's on there was already out. Was already like.
That's
buzzing.
Literally
so,
what you just said is how they get they shit boosted. Like what you said, a song could be popping all summer, right? So now it's platinum. So now by the time the fall come, you drop an album, ain't nobody heard no songs on there, but that one song on there. So by the time it's charting.
That's my twin and them. I listen to Buddy shit. Fivio.
Yeah, shit decent. I was trying to count how many songs. I think I, you know how you could love songs on Apple Music?
Yeah.
I think it's probably like, if it's like 17 songs on his album, I'm going to say I like 11 or 10 of them joints.
I couldn't get past the features, G.
Type shit.
That's my thing.
I ain't like that Koishi Gay feature.
But they disrespected the fuck out of that song. Let's say my name joint, right? Yeah. Tory Lanez, come back and redo that song, please.
Chicks Tape 6?
Yeah. Hey, you could do whatever the fuck you want, bro. Things is looking in your favor right now.
It kind of is, bro. And that shit, honestly, but at the same time, I mean, you know, I ain't going to.
But I'm not a judge.
Or a juror. You feel me? I'm just going off factual information. You feel me? So, like I said in the beginning, I'm definitely not agreeing with no harm of any woman, let alone black woman. But at the same time, I'm also not in favor of. Sending niggas to jail off opinions and not facts type shit.
Destroying the black man.
Because allegedly, I don't know if you...
His fingerprints wasn't on it.
But now I just seen or heard some shit the other day where allegedly her friend had like residue and then like a third party witness who has nothing to do with the shit saw like the flash from the muzzle and allegedly... The said friend with the said gun residue was closest to said muzzle when boom, boom, boom went off type shit and not breath type shit. But who knows, bro? Like, nobody was there besides them. And like I be telling my girl when we watching these little court shows or law shows, it ain't what the fuck you know.
It's what you can prove.
It's what you can fucking prove.
And
so
a lot of niggas, gonna be trying to double back, but he kept his innocence. That he been saying the same time. He ain't shoot it, but right. I don't know.
Yeah, man.
Well, I do know now. I'm just starting to look like it's fucking clear.
It is. Well, clearly, like two things, and that's another thing. Two things can be true. Like, she clearly, obviously, apparently did get shot, right? And dude didn't shoot her. So we can still be like, yo, what happened to you was fucked up. But so now we got, we actually.
Is a double standard go kick in?
We all, in our reality, we all have to look elsewhere now. We all have to
point our eyes
at the other person involved.
Kylie. She was there too.
Yeah, but she didn't pull the trigger though.
You right, but that's why.
That's what I'm saying though. Like, if we going, if somebody going to jail, like, obviously this other person has to go to jail now.
Type shit.
And I'm not, you vouching for nobody to go to jail. But except like, for rapists and shit.
They don't even need to go to jail. They need to just
die.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, that whole shit crazy, man.
Yeah, that shit is he won't.
And then what's fucking crazier? But Tory Lanez just like need to go bald, bro. Like literally, his shit is fucked.
But hey, one thing, another reason why I don't like the record business and shit, because he was, remember, he had the summer quarantine cracking.
Yeah.
She was cracking too.
And
they was fucking with each other. Somebody career had to go down, Jay.
No, besides, like, I mean, yeah, on some conspiracy theory shit, because you can, I for sure 100%.
And he just bought himself out his label.
That's what I'm saying. I can 100% make the argument that his career still would have been good, like, on the same trajectory, and that would have benefited him and not benefited the industry because he would have been getting 100%. I mean, you know how that shit go, just like...
Like they did Chance?
Facts.
And Russ, but...
Yeah, man, but that's just how it go in any field. Feel me? If you in a position to be the man, like that nigga, getting 100%, they going to try to kill your ass or lock your ass up. Like, that's just how it go, unfortunately, and especially if you...
Black. Or if you signing a contract with Diddy.
Well, he going to want some butt. Pause.
No, he going to... Well, yeah, pause. Don't be a big artist because he go get rid of you.
Try to. Then he going to have your ass fucking converting to God. Then come back on some gang shit 20 years later. I mean, yeah, you heard Mace. Mace is not playing with that nigga.
Yeah. The band not playing with that nigga. All they know is bad boy this, bad boy that.
Nah, man. Mace not playing with that nigga, bro.
About time somebody started exposing these record labels and shit.
Yeah.
Especially Diddy ass. Overall, not. He shot. Fuck it. Yeah, Biggie shot, G.
Yeah, man. R.I.P. Biggie, man.
Man, if he admitted, I'd give him his fucking respect.
Type shit.
Just admit it, bro. So you put the wheels in motion.
But you know he not, bro. Yeah. Literally, like, you know how many family members Big has alive? Like, bro, you know,
if
it's people in Biggie's family who think like me, bro, I would not, if I'm Puffy, I would not ever admit that. Because if it's people in Biggie's
family. I'm fucking, bro. I'm killing you, dude.
Exactly, bro. And I ain't even gonna say it out loud. Like, I'm not even gonna verbally press you, bro. Like, and this is crazy, bro. How I think, bro. Like, I'm a planning ass nigga. I'm a quiet ass nigga, bro. If I wanna move on you, I'm gonna move on you, and nobody gonna ever know. And if you come out and say you had my man's killed, bro, trust me.
Bro.
If it take a month, a year, 10 years, if I wanna do it to you, it's gonna be done.
And if I think he said, like, he ain't really giving Biggie and them, like, no bread, bro. On my soul, you petty, bro.
No, he getting royalty checks, you know, publishing checks.
You know how many people listen to Biggie?
Daily. All that shit on streaming platforms. And it ain't like he the artist, or the artist get, like, let's just say, 0.8347 of one penny, per dollar type shit, per stream. Biggie did, so let's just say, who know if his mom getting anything?
His kids.
Bruh. Diddy getting all that shit. And that's just crazy how music go, man. The music industry fucks. Yeah, man. Decent little episode, man. Let's wrap this joint up. It's about
9:30. Yeah. What the fuck?
A little over an hour on this bitch. Yeah, man. What's coming up? Playoffs about to start. Who you got, real quick?
Yeah, you got us playing, G? My two sleeper teams.
Who you had said?
I think they in the same conference, though.
East?
The Cavs and the motherfucking Jazz, the motherfucking Grizzlies, my nigga. And if they don't make it, I might hop on a Bulls train.
All right, I don't know, bro. I got the Bucks.
I don't know, bro.
They gonna repeat.
I don't know, bro.
James Harden, because now Brooklyn is 7 and Milwaukee the 2, so they're not gonna see in the first round. But Boston could do that to actually, Boston probably will do that to Brooklyn in the first round. They're probably gonna win in 6. You feel me?
That's an if, though.
It is a strong if. But if they get either way, I don't see.
Timeout. If Kyrie is playing at these games, we seen playoff Kyrie.
But we also, and especially
as we seen playoff.
Like the numbers are proven. The numbers show it, bro. Like I'm not really even that nigga. We're like, oh, look at the numbers. But he's not that good at defense, bro. Like,
yeah, when he's on the court, we know team, that.
Like the numbers, like it's not that good of a look. And then considering, he only be playing good teams, like good offenses, bro. Like you're not gonna be able to just hope your offense do the thing. Cause you playing a good offense.
Don't let my nigga Ben come back and start shooting motherfucking threes.
You gonna be playing half court.
If that nigga pull a three in the playoffs, gee, on my soul.
His first shot.
On my soul.
Pull up, not even pass in the corner with a dribble, just boom, coming up court, full speed, pull up.
Wherever he get it at and just pull a three or a jump shot at that.
And then turn his back mid-air while it's in the air, before it even hit the net, turn his back, run down court like he's Steph. And then...
And you know how mad Philly go? Philly, damn, you said the crib. Why he got a game bang?
Oh, so he's gonna hit a net walk. Hey,
you know how mad Philly will be.
Mad as hell. Oh, God.
They got stuck with James Harden and your ass can shoot.
Yeah, bro. James Harden over with. Like his prime, his run.
He should have stayed close with Russ.
No, he should have stayed with the Nets.
He should have stayed close with Russ.
And what you call?
Okay, see. Yeah. KD should have stayed too. Because they all would have hit. They all would have hit that performance level at around the same time. But would it would have meshed out? No.
They would have been broke. They wouldn't have had no team.
Nigga, they wasn't going to have no team no way. You see, they had to go. You see, after all them niggas left, who the fuck was on the team?
True that. Motherfucking
Chris Paul had to go there to get their name popping again. While Steven Adams was there. I ain't going to act like he wasn't there.
What's
his name?
Shy? Cephalosha head ass. Nah, what's the other buddy name? He couldn't shoot for shit, but he played defense. Then he got hurt, and he basically was over with just a couple years ago, bro.
Alex Roberson?
Yeah.
Bruh, was we on our way to St. Louis, or was we in St. Louis, or was we either on our way back here when they was playing?
Going out there type shit. I think while we was like gonna be out there, like it was gonna be like kind of cracking type shit.
Yeah, and Buddy was like 0 for like 10 or some shit.
Shooting them bitches. Oh God, trash ass nigga.
Then that nigga career high was like 14 points. I'm like, bro, what the fuck?
All defense, no offense. Then he get hurt and it's over, bro. Like, you never gonna be that defensively again.
Oh my God, what happened to Roberson? I doubt it.
He said, oh my God, what happened?
Yeah, that song is so fucking trash, dude.
Bruh.
Bro, oh my
fucking. We finna wrap up, but before, bruh, you seen the fake Dirk? That shit crazy, bruh. Fake Dirk out here gonna die. Me, young boy.
Hey, I seen some shit. It said if I was Lil Dirk, I'd do a concert, had dude walk out there first just to check it out to make sure it was no out.
Hey, go check the temperature real quick. Motherfucker gonna throw a grenade on stage. Oh god, that shit crazy.
Oh my god, what happened to Virgil?
That shit crazy, man.
Yeah, man. It's yeah, fucked up. Fuck you, low key Dirk, because I know what you did. We know what you did, but it's like, it is what it is. We gonna wrap this up.
We gone, man. Y'all niggas be smooth, man.
Smoke a joint.
Smoke too. Fuck it. But yeah, we out here. Y'all have a happy Sunday.
Sunday, Monday.
Tuesday, Wednesday. Head
ass. Thursday, happy, Friday, Saturday. Happy days. Hey, listen to NSYNC. It'll change your life.
Man, Backstreet Boys, nigga, whole 90s. Christina.
No, no, not the Backstreet Boys, bro. Because we never knew which one was gay.
So one has to be gay?
Bro, it was a song, bro. They made a spoof of it. You know how they made it? I Want It That Way. And they said, which Backstreet Boy is gay? Hell no. That shit was funny as fuck, bro. Yeah, God bless America and no place else.
All right, man. Y'all need to